Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Five original drawings of world-famous children's stories, The Moomins, will be sold at Cheffins today. Sarah Flynn is head of paintings at Cheffins Fine Art Auctioneers.
Good morning, Sarah.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. So this is exciting. Could you tell us a little bit about the drawings themselves?
Well, they're absolutely lovely. They're really charming. It's the first time that Tove Jansson's drawings have ever come to auction of her Moomin characters. Our vendor was a little boy, and she drew them for him, and his nickname was Smooge. So some of them are inscribed to Smooge, you know, from Tove. They're absolutely charming. I particularly love the one of Grandma Moomin. And it's just the first time that they've come to auction, and so it's a rare opportunity to be able to buy her work. And I love them, and I hope they're well.
But we're just looking at them on the screen. They are very cute. How old are the drawings?
Funny.
Yeah. How old are they?
I think they date from the 60s, the 1960s.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us who owns the drawings now?
Who owns them?
Mm.
He's a local Cambridge, you know, I have to, you know, his confidentiality.
Right,
but
yes.
His father was a well-known portrait painter, and his father painted Tove Jansson, and that's how the family got to know her, you know, in the 60s. And so the little boy, his family were friends, and she drew them specially for, you know, so they're a very personal thing, really. They're lovely.
Fantastic. So how common is it to get a drawing of this type?
They're rare. I don't know that her work has ever come, not her Moomin drawings, have never come to auction before. So it's a first for us in Cambridge. And they're very big in Japan too as well, Moomins. You know, they're a sort of cult thing.
Oh, really? Do you know why that might be?
I think they're just terribly appealing. You know?
Yeah.
You see one of the drawings and you just love them and you sort of just think, oh gosh, that's great.
I have a feeling that they kind of, the popularity of the Moomins, like a lot of children's stories really, kind of comes in waves, you know. I remember them. I'm, you know, a child of the late 60s, so I remember sort of early 70s. I think there was either a film or a cartoon series made about that time as well, which of course, as so often happens, encourages the books, of course, with those original drawings in. And my sister, who's a bit younger than me, and Lucy, who's a bit younger still, also remembers. My nephew and niece, who were six and nine, at tea yesterday, they had no idea who the Moomins were. They need to be encouraged.
Yeah, you can buy postcards and things of them, but I mean, this is the first time that the actual drawings have come to auction. And I think it's International Moomin Day now, one day a year. I think it was back in September.
Oh, I'm disappointed that we've missed it. Have you any idea as to how much these might fetch?
I think they'll do top estimate. They've been much admired all week, lots of interest. So fingers crossed, I think.
Yeah, that sounds pretty. How often? I'm intrigued. Actually, you say that this is the first time that any Moomin drawings such as this have come to auction. Are ones from other children's characters or other authors? Is this the sort of thing that would appear at Cheffins on a regular basis, or is this really quite rare in all senses?
We do sell lots of illustrators. I mean, you know, different things come up. But I think with the Moomin ones, probably that the original drawings have remained within Tove Jansson's family. So that's why, you know, they're rare, because these were done for a friend's child. But we do sell a lot of illustrators at Cheffins from time to time, and we enjoy it because, you know, it's a little sort of link to childhood, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm wondering, you know, modern children's work, I think of something like Peppa Pig, which seems to have a team of writers, I think a couple of which live in Cambridge, funnily enough, and illustrators. So it's more of like a team effort now. So I'm wondering if this sort of thing is really ever likely to be repeated again.
I think probably not, you know, in today's sort of digital world. But it's lovely to have an original drawing, I think.
Oh, it is. And I have to say, you know, we looked at them, we popped out on our Twitter feed last night to show this one. I think the one you're referring to of I think it's Grandma Moomin with a stick.
Grandma Moomin.
And the little girl walking a little dog along.
Billy Dog,
okay. And it's just great. It's part of it, to me at least, is the simplicity of it. It's both simple, yet at the same time, it's
Yeah, you get a really good feel for the character, don't you?
I think you do. I think they're just charming because they're a sort of link to a sort of simpler age. Yes.
No, I think yeah. So too. Absolutely beautiful. So what time does the hammer go up or down? I suppose it does both ultimately, doesn't it?
After about 2 o'clock today, because we've got furniture and objects in the morning, and then the paintings and drawings started just after lunch. So
okay.
Hopefully, we'll have a busy day.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Thank you ever so much for joining us this morning. I was really enjoyed talking about that. Actually, Sarah Flynn, head of paintings at Cheffin's Fine Art Auctioneers. Thank you very much indeed, Sarah. From me, Julian Clover,
and for me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We're back tomorrow at 7.
Maybe I'll go along and put in a bid on the Moomins.
I wonder if it's been checked for hidden shredders.